Life Audio.
Welcome to the Team Us podcast, where we share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
If you're new to the podcast, we're Ted and Ashley Slater, and today we're kicking off season two by talking about how to reconnect as a couple when you feel disconnected or even like you're growing apart. Before we jump into today's topic, though, I think we need to reconnect with all of you who are listening.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
It's been over a year since we last recorded an episode, but we have a lot of good reasons why it's taken us a while to get back behind the microphones. The biggest reason is that we moved across the country from Georgia to Arizona. We wanted to live closer to family, and mine's here in Arizona. So the move was crazy hard and wore us out for a while. But we had some fun adventures on our way. So, Ted, did you have a favorite stop on our 1,887-mile drive across
the
country?
Was it really that far? If I had known it was that far, I'd stay back in Georgia. Oh,
really?
No. We decided to come out here together, so we stopped at some pretty cool places. I think I'd have to say Carlsbad Cavern.
Oh,
because it was
cool.
Just stunning and crazy and big, and I just hard to comprehend.
Right. And that's in New Mexico.
Yep.
If you haven't been there.
And was the White Sands National Park right near there or no?
I think it was only a couple hours because that was New Mexico.
That was
also
cool. And of course, Magnolia.
Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we had to buy stuff there.
And this was the second time I had actually stopped there.
Yeah.
I had stopped there with the kids. And
it
we
was
were like,
pretty
ooh,
awesome.
We got to go back.
And of course, stopping for restaurants because I like food. And stopping at the end of the day because I don't like driving more than 10 hours at a stretch. So.
Right. Well, and I'm wondering, I can't remember if I had any dreams about following like a yellow Penske truck.
Oh, my land.
Because I spent so many hours staring
at the back of the truck.
At that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we not only moved, but our plans for buying a house here in Arizona didn't go exactly as we planned.
It did not go like we had hoped, right?
Actually, it went nothing like
nope.
we planned,
nope.
right? I mean, all of you listening, you know it's been a crazy housing market the last few years. It was really easy for us to sell our house in Georgia. Not so easy to buy one here. We came here thinking that we would buy a house that already existed.
Right.
And we actually had a contract on one, and that ended up not happening because
right.
of appraisal issues.
Right.
But we did end up with quite a funny story.
We got a free meal out of it.
Yeah, we got a free meal. And here's the thing. We have actually bought several houses together. And this is the first time.
Like 7 or 8
right.
or something crazy.
Yeah. But so, all right, I'm just going to jump right in.
Yeah.
We went for the inspection.
Mm-hmm.
We met the inspector of the house and we brought our kids.
All our kids. We were excited, you know, check out the rooms and stuff.
Right. We thought they'd want to look at the house. And
we walk in and we smell something.
Right. Usually when you go for an inspection, the homeowners, and these homeowners even live out of town.
Right, California.
Like, this is their second house.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, they're not there. We walk in, and like Ted said, we smell food.
I'm thinking, that's awkward.
Right. And it turns out that the homeowners are Russian.
Oh, yes.
I mean, this could happen.
Patriotic Russians.
Uh-huh. Were cooking us lunch, which we were not mentally or emotionally prepared for. Right. And it's a sweet gesture, but when you're doing a business deal and you're wanting to buy a house, it's awkward to
have those emotional entanglements or connections
right.
or
to be thrown into a surprise kind of forced lunch
right.
with the homeowners. And so they insisted.
We
all sit down and eat. They even had the inspector call his wife and invite her to come over. Yeah. And after that, did they like go around the house with us and he was trying to get you to buy all the furniture?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He was like, oh, you're going to love this furniture. This king size bed. You're going to love it. And I'm like, I don't know.
It was nice furniture, but it wasn't our style, but it just made for...
We're IKEA, and that was more, I don't know what it was.
We're IKEA, but we also like more of a, that was very formal.
Very formal.
We're more like relaxed and casual. And
that's right.
So anyway, we still laugh about our lunch with the Russian couple.
Right.
And
so that fell through and we're having a house built instead.
Yes. And there have been lots and lots of delays.
It will have been 17 months since we signed the papers.
Once it's done. We're still waiting.
Still waiting.
As of the recording of this.
Yeah. So is that one reason that we're, it's been a year since we did the recording
thing? I think it's that we haven't felt fully settled.
Right.
You know, and just with work schedules and from homeschooling a few of our kids to not homeschooling any of them, because we found some... a good charter school and classical Christian school here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had COVID in January and that knocked you specifically out to have four.
I slept for a week.
Oh, I think you slept longer, longer than that.
I was unconscious.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Yeah. So I think between moving and work and the girls' schedule and sickness and
but it's nice to get back behind the microphone.
It is. Yeah. It's fun to
it
sit
is.
Back here and
we're forced to talk. Face
this
to face.
This is true.
Oh, my lands.
Well, between all this stuff, it has been. Sometimes it's been a challenging season for us to connect because life has been busy and life just likes to pull us apart. So we've actually, you know, talking about how to reconnect when life pulls you apart is actually a great topic for the first episode.
Relevant, right.
Right. We have lots of practical experience. So, Ted, I want to talk about four things that you and I do to reconnect when the busyness of life pulls us apart.
All right.
Besides, you know, sitting here and chatting with our podcast friends. So first we check in.
Check in.
Yeah.
Remind me what that means.
You'll know when I explain it to you, you'll be like, oh, I didn't
like
know it was
like
called
that. Send you a text or something or.
Well, you might, but so, okay. So the first thing we often do, and it's pretty informal, is basically one of us will say, hey, I feel like we haven't been spending a lot of time together.
Ooh.
Or I feel like we haven't seen each other. And we've both done this. Or
and I'm tempted to feel guilty then.
But you shouldn't because it takes two of us.
Yeah.
You know? And it's kind of funny because we both work from home and we see each other all day long.
Right.
But seeing each other is not necessarily that meaningful time of connection.
Sometimes we are like passing shifts or strangers in the night.
Right. Well, I was going to say that's one of the more lighthearted ways we actually check in. Sometimes you'll sing that or say that. And we know what that means. That means, we're not spending time together.
Right. As you're going to bed and I'm like, oh, I've got my second wind. I got another hour or two to work here.
Right. Exactly. So, and checking in means that we have to be willing to honestly and openly communicate. Because I think that most of the time, both of us are feeling that disconnection, but it takes one of us to start the conversation.
To verbalize it, right. And it can be a little uncomfortable, a little awkward to say, hey, it's not going like I want.
Right. Because that takes vulnerability. And what if the other person's like, I'm happy with that, what it is, which shouldn't be the case if there is a disconnection. And normally, neither of us responds that way.
No.
Actually, I can't think of a time either of us has ever responded that way.
No, I mean, like I said, sometimes I feel guilty and I feel down, but then other times I'm like, well, yeah, let's do something.
Right. And we'll get to that in the next point.
Dang it. I want to talk about it now.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
All right.
But so you and I recently completed a training course to be facilitators for the Prepare Enrich assessment tool.
Right.
And it's an assessment that both engaged and married couples can take to help them assess their areas of strength and places they might need to grow. You know, it looks at things like financial management, family and friends, relationship roles, conflict resolution.
Conflict resolution.
And communication. And since we've done premarital mentoring in the past, it's a good tool if we decide to do that again. But anyway, I bring that up because during our training, the pastor that was training us asked us which of those areas was most important. And you actually answered that question.
Oh, yeah.
And what did you say?
Communication.
Right. Well, why did you say communication is the most
important? Because without being able to effectively communicate, you can't work through any of the other things.
Right.
Right? Well, you got to be able to put into words what you're feeling or what you're thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the first and most important step to reconnecting is communication, checking in. Okay, now we're going to get to where you were trying to go a couple minutes ago.
How do you know where I was trying to go?
Well, because I can read your mind. No, I can't. But but we course correct. And so...
Oh, are we carrying on this metaphor, the ships passing in the night? Very nice.
Oh, okay. I hadn't thought of that.
I hadn't either.
I was actually thinking about... here in Arizona, we attend a church called Sun Valley Community Church. Mm-hmm. And last year, they did a series called In Everything You Do. And one of the messages was called Better Decisions. And in it, our lead pastor basically talked about how in Proverbs, there's this principle of the path. And the path is all about direction or which way we're headed.
I remember that sermon. Right. That was like we're in Arizona. There's Flagstaff, which is like beautiful. And Yuma, which... I visited recently. I thought it was, there's a lot to like there, but it's not Flagstaff.
They're very different. Flagstaff is, think Colorado. It's a little more Colorado.
Trees,
you know, there's trees mountains. And weather other than heat.
Right. Some like, kind of snow, no?
Right. They get snow, whereas Yuma is more desert.
Right.
Because it's right along the border.
And snowbirds.
Are nothing there snowbirds in Yuma too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's okay. A big destination.
Okay.
I like nothing against snowbirds. My folks are snowbirds.
Yeah, I like snowbirds.
I like snowbirds.
So basically he was talking about like Flagstaff and Yuma and saying, okay, you can be like, I love Flagstaff. I want to go to Flagstaff. I know all the facts about Flagstaff. I have a t-shirt that has Flagstaff on it. But if you get on the road and you start going
southwest
instead of north,
you will not end up in Flagstaff.
You'll end up in Yuma.
Somewhere else.
Right.
Entirely.
So the point of what he was saying is that your intentions can be great, but it's decisions and direction that determine destination, not intentions.
Say that again. It's what determines?
Decisions and directions determine destination. And that's a quote from our pastor in that message.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so the idea here with course correcting is... it's the same in marriage if we want to reconnect. You know, we can check in with each other all we want, but if we don't actually take action and course correct, nothing's going to change. Like if we don't follow up one of us saying, hey, I feel like we're not spending time together or I feel like we're disconnected.
And then do something.
Right. If we don't say, oh, okay, well, let's plan a date night for
like
this week.
Like we've been doing date nights more often.
Right.
Like date lunches or whatever.
Yeah. And I think over the course of our marriage, we're going to talk in detail about date nights in the next episode.
Uh-huh.
But I think in general, date night's always been important. We just have some seasons where it's been easier to do it more often than other seasons.
One of the reasons that I don't want to talk about it yet. That's next episode, right?
Date night.
I want to talk about date night.
So stay tuned. We're going to talk about date night.
All right.
So yeah, we come up with a plan. We come up with a way to reconnect. And we don't say, ooh, let's check our calendars. And 3 weeks from today, we have a Saturday evening free. And so we'll go on a date then. We say, what can we do this week? And that helps us course correct. We're saying we're not happy. We're not going in the direction of connection. We're going in the direction of disconnection.
Right.
So let's change the direction.
So even this past week, one of our girls, we drove her off to drop her off a dance. And while she was at the dance, we just got some Mexican food.
Right.
Got me a burrito.
Yeah. And we brainstormed about the next episode, which
That's
is on
right.
date night.
Date night.
Okay. So we check in, we course correct,
and
we basically talked about number three is we date each other.
Can we talk about this now or do we have to wait till next episode?
I think we have to wait till next episode.
Can I say dang it? Darn it?
I think
Golly.
You're
okay.
Now I'm going, what decade are we living in?
Shucks.
All right.
So, yes.
Number four, we go back to the beginning.
Like being born again? Are we going that far back?
No. Okay, let me explain.
Okay, help me understand.
So, and you'll go, okay, we do this. See, it's more fun for all of you listening if Ted has a general idea of what we're talking about, but he doesn't know all the specifics because then you get better reactions.
Like back to the beginning, like when we're at church and like, the single Ashley was out in the congregation. I was up on stage playing my keyboard and I looked out and I saw you and I made eye contact with you.
Not quite.
Okay.
A little bit after that.
Okay.
So, you know, when life is extra busy and we're feeling really disconnected, we can go back to the beginning or think about those things that first brought us together, I think that helps because you and I aren't static and our relationship is not static.
Right.
So we're going to change. Our relationship's going to change, but we can make purposeful decisions to help it change in the way we want it to change. And if we want, as our relationship changes, if we want to become more and more connected and more interdependent, then we have to make decisions that help us do that. And one way to do that when we're struggling is to look back and say, okay, and we're busy, is to look back and say, what first brought us together? What
like
did we enjoy?
Or
right.
Pickled cucumbers or...
I think pickled cucumbers were your thing.
My thing.
But music. Yeah. Like I was writing music reviews when we met.
Uh-huh.
You were playing in your church worship band.
Mm-hmm. I was a rock star.
Yes, you were. You're my rock star.
Mm-hmm.
And producing, you know, the helping produce the church's worship album. And so music is something that I think over the last almost 20 years of our marriage, we go back to. Like one of us might bring up an album and say, hey, listen to this with me. And
oh,
the
we
other
watched
one,
a music documentary just a few nights ago, right?
Yeah, that's true. We did. It was on Rush, but I don't remember. I didn't listen to Rush because I was...
They're before your time.
They were before my time, but it was a way to still connect.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Thank
but
you for doing that, by the way.
You're welcome.
Really enjoyed it. That band rocks.
But like we went and saw Toby Mac and
oh,
David
my
Crowder.
Lands, right?
That was one of our recent date nights. And that was a way for us to go back to the beginning of our relationship and remember one of those things that first drew us together.
And it sparked conversations about like Third Day and some of the other concerts we've seen.
Right. Yeah. So I guess the point is, because I feel like I'm not communicating this very well, is that as you're trying to reconnect, if you're struggling to figure out how to do that, because maybe you feel like you're so disconnected that you just don't know where to start. You don't know what to do to reconnect. Go back to the beginning and find
something. Go back
something.
To when you found yourself connecting.
Right. Exactly.
And try that again.
Right.
I mean, that reconnect by definition is connecting again. Maybe. So.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there was a movie that you saw that you just laughed hysterically together at when you watched it. Maybe go watch that again. Or if you happen to live in the same area where you first met and got married, which we don't. Go back to one of those restaurants, favorite restaurants.
That would be cool.
You know?
It was Virginia, right?
Right.
If we can go back to that, like the restaurant on the ocean,
right?
Walk on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Back to where we got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that it's also a good time to mention that in our first episode, our very first episode of the podcast, we talked about Adam and Eve. And when we want to know what God created and intended marriage to look like, we can go back to the beginning also. So going to back to the beginning is helpful in a lot of things. And this whole podcast is based on, you know, being cooperative and committed and having unity. And we see that in the first team. So I don't know, I guess that's a plug for the first episode.
Oh, if you haven't listened to the first season, we invite you to listen to the episode number one of the T-Mos podcast.
Also, I mean, if you look back at Adam and Eve, another thing that connected them were common goals. So not only can you go back to the things that you enjoyed together, you can look at what your common goals are because those can unite you and reconnect you too.
Like disobeying God together? That's not a good common goal.
No, I was thinking pre-fall.
Okay.
I was thinking like they had the garden to take
care
of together.
Right.
You know, and maybe like, maybe as a couple, you like to serve at church. Find a way you can serve together because that can reconnect you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we have done premarital mentoring and that's been something we've really enjoyed. I mean, recently here in Arizona, we just were the table leaders for a parenting class. And that was fun to do together because it gave us a common goal and helped us to connect. So I guess I'm saying another way that you can connect is go back to those things that have been common goals for you and rediscover them.
Sure.
If you're no longer doing them.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I think it's a good idea.
You have anything else to add that does not relate to date night? Because we're not talking about that yet.
You said what was the word you used? Interdependent?
Yeah.
How is interdependent different from codependent?
Well, interdependent, Oh, my land.
I'm trying to mess you up.
I think you're working on it. Interdependency is healthy. Codependency is not.
Okay.
You can look those terms up.
Yeah.
Because I am not a licensed counselor.
Yeah. And I have not looked them up recently, so I'm right. not sure even what I'm talking about.
Yes. So there's a little tangent for you, yeah, some tangent. Homework. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
then to recap, if you're feeling disconnected because life is busy, four practical ways you mm-hmm. can reconnect, and these are things that we do, mm-hmm. is to check in.
Yo.
So communicate, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Course correction. Mm-hmm. Remember that good intentions are not enough.
Right. Actions are required.
Right. Date each other.
Which we will talk about next episode in case you were not aware of that.
If we haven't mentioned that enough. And go back to the beginning and, you know, rediscover things that you enjoy doing together yeah. or ways you like to serve together or common goals. Anything else to add?
No, nothing I can think of. This is good.
Good. Well, if you listen to season one, you know that at the end of every episode, we have an S time challenge.
Do we have one for this one?
We do. It's something practical you and your spouse can do together. So Ted.
Yes.
Do you want to share what it is this week?
You're going to have to remind me.
Okay. Go back to the beginning.
Watch a movie
this
together?
Week. We've already done that multiple no, okay. times. Okay. Go back to the beginning this week. Find uh-huh. something you enjoyed doing together when you first got married and make time for it and see if it reconnects you. So we're going to do the S time challenge too. So what should we do?
Oh, my lands. What do we do at the beginning?
Should we watch another music documentary?
I would like that as long as it's something I like. Not one of your... We have the same taste in music, don't we?
I think so. Maybe just, well, we'll pick a band we're both better acquainted with.
Yeah.
Maybe. Although I know a lot more about Rush now.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
And we'll eat food, too.
Like food.
You
sound
Pirate's
like
booty.
You sound like Elf now. You want to go eat food? Anyway.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. We hope this was encouraging and helpful to you. And we can't wait to talk about date night with you in our next episode.
Team Us with Ted and Ashley Slater is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review the podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.